I think we can now call Drake and Chris Brown BFFs. But first, our Ratchet Reality Reporter has all the juicy and gory details on that Love and Hip Hop reunion fight we told you about yesterday.
Crazy. Yeah.
What happened?
Now, Jocelyn has been saying when she sees Benzino's homie smashing fiance Althea, she'd wreck her. Well, she was serious. Apparently, well, she allegedly hit Althea so hard, everybody heard a crack.
And oh, my gosh. Wow.
Of course, she ripped her weave out.
Mm. Yes, you have to do that. That's
and we
a
heard
must.
Those rumors about the crack stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. And then she, who knows why she came for Waka's wife, Tammy. But of course, then Waka's mama, Deb, jumped in to, you know, stand by her side.
That's a big woman. I wouldn't mess with her.
Then they tried to take her backstage. She saw Mimi, hit her too. Mm. And then a security guard came to the rescue, but she bit the flesh off of him, allegedly.
Bit the flesh off
bit
of him?
Bit the flesh off of him, allegedly.
Question, why does Stevie J have his shirt off during the fight?
He want to show you his gun.
Yeah.
Photo op.
He want to rip his shirt off so it doesn't get dirty?
Yeah. Okay. Then Mimi made an Instagram video showing her face saying that she was not hit. And Stevie J and Benzino, of course, have different sides of the story. Stevie thinks that Althea was only defending herself.
Okay.
Is it Stevie or Benzino?
Benzino thinks that Althea, of course, was only defending
herself. And it was also alleged that Benzino threw a punch.
They say he threw a punch.
At Jocelyn.
At Jocelyn, yep.
So,
wow.
I can't wait to see it, though.
They want her out. They want Jocelyn out. You think they'll take her off the show for this craziness?
Nope.
They didn't take Scrappy off for hitting a woman.
Yeah, but don't you? If I'm her and she punched me and my head cracked, I'm suing her. And I'm suing the whole. I'm suing VH1. I mean, not VH1, Bravo.
Hey, VH1. Only problem is they all signed waivers.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They signed waivers before they even start.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
They wanted issue. That. The producers wanted to
of
see
Of course.
That.
Good TV.
Yeah, and you could hear Jocelyn on TMZ, you know, when she was yelling at the security guard, you know, you ends wanted this. You put us all in. Y'all started this, you know. And you know, and that's what they did. One, it's great TV.
Yeah, of course, it will. Yeah,
all right.
If you like that kind of thing.
If they don't black it out.
Yeah, Drake.
They will.
Drake and Chris Brown are really like BFFs now. Now we told you about them being photoed in the studio together like a week ago. How about right. They did a skit together at the ESPY Awards last night? They're like really trying to show y'all that it's all good.
Meanwhile, so what did you guys think about Drake hosting? Soup.
I thought he did okay. I thought he did great. Actually.
He's a natural like
well,
entertainer.
He's an actor.
Yeah, but it was a little bit.
First.
Certain parts was a little bit corny though.
A little bit too. Scary.
Yeah, but that you get that on everybody's hosting
it,
thing. It's
like
you know?
A little extra with him.
I mean, the ESPYs are usually very boring. So
and
yeah,
he rehearsed it a lot. You could tell.
Well, and the blowing in the ear thing was like, wasn't all that, but
over the top.
Meanwhile, Drake and rapper Forte are ending their beef as well. Drake used lyrics for "Who Do You Love" that were nearly. Like almost exactly the same as those in Forte's 1994 hit "Players Club." You remember that song, Russ? I don't remember it.
Yep.
Rapping Forte, "Players Club."
Yeah.
How it go?
On the boat.
How it go?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's because you don't really remember.
No, I really do remember the song, but I just
anyway,
don't remember the video.
Drake has only given him $100,000 for using the lyrics. I would think he'd be like, "No, you got to give me like half
number.
A million." Hey, you remember a week or so ago we told you that Richard Pryor Jr. and his sister Rain had told TMZ that Nick Cannon did not have the chops to play their dad in the new biopic. And that they thought Marlon Wayans should play him. Well,
right.
Now, just like a week later, they've changed their minds. At least Richard Pryor Jr. has anyway. He says if he can't play his dad, Nick Cannon should because Nick Cannon is so passionate about the role. Richard Pryor's widow wants, guess who she wants to play the part?
Who?
Terrence Howard.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
I'm going to tell
know.
You something.
What?
Nick, if you show the pictures with Nick with his hair blown
looks
out.
Like
what
him.
I tell you.
Looks just like him.
He looks a lot like him. Speaking of biopics, Whitney Houston, her new Lifetime biopic is going to be missing one big thing, real crucial thing.
What?
Was that?
Whitney Houston's voice. Deborah Cox has re-recorded some of Whitney Houston's songs, and they're trying to get the music rights. They're still be working that out, so they may not even be able to use any of Whitney's music because her family's like, yeah, right. And lastly, congrats to Lance Gross. He's got a baby on the way with girlfriend Rebecca Jefferson.
All right now.
I don't know who she is. I'm Alfreda. That's all I have to wear. You want more stuff? Go to the RussParmorningShow.com. Hit us up via Twitter @RussParshow, hashtag RPMS top tweets.
Thank you, girl. Appreciate that.